We see this very many times, dysfunctional families where maybe the children live either with a mother or with a father, then choose to switch that role and live with the other. It's like we're scared to let go of that role and let them go out and struggle and develop the things they have to develop in their life, because we want to make sure things are super okay, and then maybe they'll become super not okay. So we got to be careful with that. Balance means let the process work and it takes care of itself. People are scared to allow that to happen in life. We do that for our own selfish means because we're scared to relinquish our roles. If you relinquish a role you have in life, then it means you got to create a new role, a new development, a new personhood, and learn new things for yourself. It means adventure. It means going out there. It means being different. Again, adult children don't like to be different. They like to fit the mold. They like to be part of society. Another characteristic of the adult child is they're scared to death to be different. And yet, if you look at real good, healthy spirituality, what is real good, healthy spirituality? It means to be different. It means to be an individual. It means to be your own person. It means to stand on your own two feet. It means to stand for what you believe in. That's called spirituality. And yet, the adult child is scared of that because they're too worried about what the neighbors think of them. They're too scared to experience a sense of their own personhood and do things the way they feel they should be done. I mean, look at the houses of adult children. They're always perfect. They're never lived in. They're never human. You never experience in the house of an adult child anything that's wrong. They begin to realize that for things not to function right, for things to be a little bit upset, might be kind of a normal way of life. It's a growing way of life. Because people then learn and they grow and they learn how to develop things in their own life too. We're scared of that. Adult children also are very loyal to people who do not deserve their loyalty. They are extremely loyal to people who don't deserve their loyalty. They're loyal even in the face of people who ignore them totally. It's almost like they have these unwritten laws. These are people in my life I have to be loyal to because I'm dependent on them. And I'm so dependent on them, I'm scared to death not to be loyal to them because maybe they will abandon me. See, adult children are scared to be abandoned. They have been abandoned for a good part of their life, so they're scared to be abandoned. They find anybody who pays attention to them, anybody who cares about them, and as a result, they are scared to death to lose them. That's why they want them all for themselves. Adult children are very possessive people. As a result, they are scared to death to share a person in their life with somebody else. They are scared of the thing called unconditional love. They're scared of it because if someone else comes into their life, then that person may not be with them anymore. And unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is they become very possessive, very jealous, and very angry. And as a result, they chase the other person away. Beginning to realize that you can share other people and share the people you love. And let them have other people in their life too. It's scary for the adult child. Because everything they do is put into one egg and one basket. Everything they do is based around one person. And again, they have to learn that life is bigger than that. It's a much bigger scene. They have to open themselves up to something much bigger than that. Recovery in that level is they need to be able to give themselves permission to criticize people that they love. They need to give themselves permission to be able to say to people that they love, you're wrong. I don't agree with you. What you're doing is not right. They need permission to do this. And it's scary because very many children will not allow themselves permission to criticize someone in their family. That's why it's interesting when you do studies of the adult child. Very many times the dysfunctional person in the family is the one who is never told that they are dysfunctional. It's usually the stable parent or the stable partner that takes all the heat. It's almost like children, as they are growing up, are able to yell, scream, and even go after the stable parent because they know they won't be abandoned. They know it. Even though they themselves may abandon that parent, they'll come back because they know they won't be abandoned by him no matter what happens. It's almost like we do this ourselves. People that are stable in our life, we beat them up. People that are stable in our life, we are really hard on. Do you ever notice when you really love somebody, how sometimes you're really hard on them? You may make life miserable for them sometimes. And that's okay too. But you do it because you know the love is there. Because you feel safe and secure. And you know that they won't abandon you. And what happens a lot of times in that situation,